Yes, it's the Goldbergs.
I never dreamed such a thing was possible. Well, neither did I. In fact, a lot of ladies I know around here say they just don't believe it.
Now, ladies, just what is it you find so hard to believe?
Why, Mr. Fleming, it's that new dirt you've been talking about. Now, I just can't see how this one granulated soap can do everything in the wash.
Well, Dove does it all right. It does all three kinds of wash. Grimy wash shirts, dirty towels, right down to pretty rayon tips.
But how in the world can the same granulated soap get greasy work shirts clean
and grimy towels snowy white
and still be really safe for my nice colored rayon kit?
Well, just you try theirs, and you'll see how really new it is. Remember, theirs is not just a new improvement of an old soap. It's a brand new kind of granulated soap developed by Procter & Gamble.
Well, my problem is dirty work shirts. Will Dove get them clean?
They wonderfully clean, and so easily. Why, you won't have to do any hard scrubbing and no boiling. In fact, no soap made gets clothes clean easier than you do.
And my trouble is grimy towels. Oh, the youngsters are being so blunt. It seems like I never get them white.
Well, Dove will show you just how really white those towels can be. Why, Dove gets clothes whiter, far whiter than any number of other soaps.
And you say I can still trust the same Dove as my pretty rayon slip?
Bet your life that's one of the wonders of Dove. It's the only leading granulated laundry soap to give you extra safety for those nice colors. Yet, when it comes to whiteness, you've never seen whiter washes than Dove gives you. Honestly, once you try Dove, you'll see how different it is. Why, even the suds are different.
How's that?
Because Dove makes more suds in your machine than any of the four other leading granulated wash day soaps. And Dove gives you suds that build up faster and that last up to twice as long. Just ask for Dove, D-U-V, today. And next wash day, let Dove do everything. And now, the Goldbergs. Well, Jake should have known it from the very beginning that Molly was bound to take everything in her hands. And by now, Molly's hands are full with preparations for Christopher Taylor's wedding to Orianne. The only thing she doesn't know is if they are getting married and when and how. But Chris is on the train with Orianne. She's going to propose. And while that's up in the air, Molly's gone about inviting everybody in Lastonbury to the wedding.
You're looking for the timetable?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, well, look. I see million people. All I see is you. I'm going to get a list with all the guests I want to invite. And the vendors in there. Oh, I got it. 3 million people. Are you looking for the timetable?
Yes, ma'am.
There's nobody you have to look. I think I put it in the food bowl.
Oh,
yes. 3 million people. All I trust is you. Even my voice goes, not only your voice comes through mine.
Very important. No, Rose, I'm ready for the timetable, no? Goodness, you, that, let me see, I can look it over, let me see this. There's Papa. Does Papa know that I'm invited?
No, I think he heard you speak to Martha the year before.
Yeah? And did his text come through?
Well, he...
I'll take it. Look up the timetable now.
All right.
Okay. So see when the train comes in, it's just please to rest in the water.
All right.
Hello? Oh, Timo?
Baba?
Yes, well, who's here, Timo?
Mine.
The family went on the train and accidentally it went expressly to New York. It wasn't a localized train.
Well, of course.
Of course, you know, question if you invite it. Of course, you invite it. Just 1 minute, Rosie's here on the phone. Just
a minute.
I don't want that letter, Kurt. Somebody called for you need to speak. Say hello. For the flowers.
The train comes in 4:15.
Hello, senor.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, it's you, Joe.
Cool.
All right. Look, do you know, senor?
Any time you just come over.
All right, senor. All right. Uh-huh. Bye. Hey, call me Mrs. Willoughby now, please.
All right.
Maybe you put a light in the coffee cup around the coffee.
No, I'll do it.
No. Never mind. Get Mrs. Willoughby. I will do it.
All right, ma'am.
Hello? I want Willoughby, please. Yes.
Hello, Mrs. Willoughby.
Rosie Goldberg.
Fine, thank you.
Take 1 minute, Mrs. Willoughby.
Mom, Mrs. Willoughby's on the phone.
Molly.
Yeah?
They want a quiet wedding.
Who said it could be noisy? Hello? Hello, Mrs. Willoughby, Mrs. Davis speaking.
Molly, don't start inviting the whole world.
That's the news, Mrs. Willoughby. Please, they come conversing on the telephone, please.
Molly, you're taking advantage of me.
Hello, Mrs. Willoughby. I just wanted to know, can you...
Molly.
Will you...
Molly.
Just a minute, Jake. I want you to be present for the marriage of Orion and Leland to Dr. Christopher Fade at my house at 10.
Molly.
What time does the train be in?
I don't know.
What time does the train come in from New York? You said 4:15.
How can you be sure they are making that plane?
Don't
please me.
Hello? We're just calculating. Well, in any case, nevertheless, however, be at my house not later than 3:30. You can drop in too also. Yes. Thank you. Bye. Now, Rosalie, let me see. But who's next on the list?
Who else?
Steward,
Molly, please. This is not your wedding.
It's Orion's wedding. I don't want her to feel like a person alone in the world. I don't want it, Jake. I wouldn't have it, and I don't want it. I want it to be a wedding with friends and with people with smiling faces.
That's why Dr. Christopher Cater didn't want it. That's why he tried to keep it all from you. You're doing exactly what he thought you would do.
So?
So don't do it.
So what am I doing, Jake, dear? I'm inviting a few people to my house.
How sure are you that Orion will say yes to Christopher Cater when he proposes marriage to her? How sure can you be?
How sure was you when you maneuvered?
At least, if you was mistaken, we didn't arrange to have guests.
Why shouldn't she say yes?
But if she says no.
Why should she say no?
I'm only saying if she says no.
Well, she wouldn't say.
How do you know?
Because she loves him and he loves her.
Even so, Molly, there is many a split between the cup and the lip.
And you should know that better than Jake. He's just seen that plan of his and Dr. Cater's slip and crash. And meanwhile, on the train, Jake is having his hands full. There they sit on one of those green plush seats. The locomotive chugs ahead, and Orion keeps looking out of the window and then looking back to Jake.
David, I don't see David.
Can't you sit still for a moment, Ariane, and listen to me?
But I don't see David.
He's in the next car with Sammy.
Yeah, perhaps he wants something, perhaps.
Sammy can take care of him as well as you can. I assure you, David is quite content.
Yes, sir.
Positive.
Very well, then.
I want to talk to you.
About what?
I want to talk to you about last Sunday's leading book review in the Pittsburgh Herald.
Oh, was it a good book?
For heaven's sake, Orianne, do you think I'm on this train by accident?
Aren't you?
You know I'm not. I'm here for a purpose.
I realize that. You're going to New York.
I am not going to New York.
But that's where the train is going.
I don't care if it's going to Turkey.
That's absurd.
Orianne.
Yes, Chris?
We've had any number of disagreements. Isn't that so?
What do you mean?
Quarrels, then.
Quarrel.
Well, let's say fight.
Oh, have you been fighting with me? I didn't know it.
You're a devil.
Yeah, I beg your pardon.
I've got a good mind to get off the train.
You know, you break your neck. Such a loss to the world that would be. Don't jump, Chris, for the sake of free money. So don't jump.
You didn't expect to see me again, did you?
I didn't even think of it.
You were crying when I surprised you.
I had a finger in my eye.
Oh, which one?
Which one?
Let me see.
Oh, it's all right now.
Oh, perhaps it's too late.
Oh, all right.
After all my plans, it has to end up like this. You're a romantic disappointment. You're a failure.
What plans?
You knew I'd deliberately get on the train to surprise you.
Wasn't that silly? You could have come to see me.
You didn't deserve it.
Deserve what?
You deserve to worry. You needed a lesson and you've got it.
What lesson? Don't try
to put that over on me, Orianne. I know you were miserable when I didn't come.
You're right. I was very miserable.
Fine.
I said that my heart was breaking.
Splendid, splendid.
So I made up my mind. I said to myself, even if Chris comes crawling back, I won't accept
it. But That's all in the past now.
You're right.
And we'll get married as soon as we get back to Luxembourg.
Don't be absurd.
I haven't time to wait.
Don't bother waiting. I'm not going back to Luxembourg, and I'm not marrying you.
Oriane.
You were the child.
Oriane.
You were the childish mind of your youth. Adolescent Romeo. Just what you are. You're a sophomore. A college boy.
What are you? A neurotic woman with a martyr complex?
It's obvious we aren't due to see each other. I'm going to David.
Sit down.
Please let me go.
Sit down, I said. I did.
If you'd like to punch me in the nose, just all that
you. You'll be worse than that if you don't behave. I'm proposing to you.
I'm not interested.
Oriane, I love you.
I know it.
You love me.
I love you. I'm not sure now. I think you're a fool.
I am a fool. Oriane, I love you.
I'm going to try to talk. Everybody's looking at
me. I love you. I'll scream it through the plane.
What?
Then say you'll marry me.
And you can't be...
You don't have brains enough to think. Answer me at once. I demand a categorical answer.
No.
I'll give you to New York.
I'll tell you when we get to New York.
But there may very well be an explosion postponing it again. And meanwhile, Molly's house is going to fill up with guests, and the food's going to be cooked and prepared. And Oriane, well, she's giving Chris a little of the turning of the screw in reverse. You know, there are three big letters I'd like to print right on your dishpan. They're D-U-Z, does. And they'll remind you to stop struggling with halfway soap for dishes. I mean those bar soaps because they don't have real speed. And those tough granulated soaps because they're short on safety to your hands. Yet, the answer to those halfway soaps is U-Day. That new kind of granulated soap for everything in your wash. And believe me, Does has everything for dishes, too. From whirlwind speed to extra gentleness to your hands. Why, just notice how wonderfully soft and smooth your hands feel after doing dishes with Does. It's far kinder to your hands than any other leading granulated laundry soap. Yet, no soap made feeds through dishes faster than Does. There's no hard scouring, not even a cut tough grease. Remember, you can tell by the suds how different Does is, so try it today. Does has everything for dishes. And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. This is James Fleming wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Does, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.